American Language Course, Book 20, Tape 2A. Hello. Open your book to the Language Laboratory Activities for Tape 2A. Look at Figure 1. Listen and repeat the underlined words. Nevertheless. Nevertheless. Additional. Additional. Combat. Combat. Battle. Battle. Engage. Engage. War. War. Defend. Defend. Call up. Call up. Peace. Peace. Authorize. Authorize. Threat. Threat. Security. Security. Situation. Situation. Threatens. Threatens. Listen and read the article silently.
The reserves. The reserves are people who are not professional military men or women. Nevertheless, they serve as additional or extra support for the military. They train regularly and keep fit, so they are ready to fight. They are always ready for combat, ready to do battle or engage in war to defend or protect their country. The president has the authority to call up the reserves. He can do this when the country is at war, fighting another country, or at peace. He can authorize the military to call the reserves to duty any time there is a serious threat or danger to the country's security. Whenever a situation or condition threatens or puts the country or its people in danger, we can rely on the reserves to help keep us safe.
Now look at Figure 2. Listen to a sentence. Put a T if the sentence is true and an F if the sentence is false. Number 1. People who belong to the reserves are civilians. However, they help the military in emergencies. Number 2. The reserves never have to fight like the military do because they are civilians. Number 3. When you engage in battle, combat or war, you fight. Number 4. The president gives the military permission to call up the reserves. Number 5. The reserves are never called up unless there is a war. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is true. Listen. People who belong to the reserves are civilians. However, they help the military in emergencies. Repeat. People in the reserves help the military. Number 2 is false. Listen. The reserves never have to fight like the military do because they are civilians. Repeat. The reserves fight and engage in combat. Number three is true. When you engage in battle, combat, or war, you fight. Repeat. When you engage in battle, combat, or war, you fight. Number four is true. The president has the power to call up the reserves. Repeat. The president has the power to call up the reserves. Number five is false. The reserves are never called up unless there is a war. Repeat. The reserves can be called up in war or peace. Look at figure three. Listen to a word. If it has the same or almost the same meaning as the word in your booklet, write an S. If it has an opposite meaning, write an O. Look at the example. Job. Job. Put an S in the blank. A duty and a job have almost the same meaning. Repeat. Duty. Number one. Peace. Peace. Number two, danger, danger. Number three, protect, protect. Number four, retire, retire. Number five, extra, extra. Now let's check your answers. Number one, peace. O. War and peace have opposite meanings. Repeat, war. Number two, danger. S. Threat and danger have almost the same meaning. Repeat, threat. Number three, protect. S. Defend and protect have almost the same meaning. Repeat, defend. Number four, retire. O. Call up and retire have opposite meanings. Repeat, call up. Number five, extra. S. Additional and extra have almost the same meaning. Repeat, additional. Look at figure four. Listen and read silently.
War games. The military trains its reserves to be ready for combat. Occasionally, the military has war games. These are games played by using situations and conditions similar to those in war. First, the men are notified that they are going on alert. They are told to report for duty immediately and to be prepared for an emergency.
Look at figure 5. Repeat the words in the box. Combat. Combat. Notified. Notified. On alert. On alert. Situation. Situation. Now listen to a sentence 2 times. Then complete the sentence in the booklet with the correct word from the box. Number 1. The President called up the reserves. The President called up the reserves. Number 2. The men are ready. The men are ready. Number 3. The battle conditions were very bad. The battle conditions were very bad. Number 4. The reserves were prepared to fight. The reserves were prepared to fight. Now let's check your answers. Number 1 is notified. Repeat. The President called up the reserves. They were notified to report for duty. Number 2 is on alert. Repeat. The men are ready. They're on alert. Number 3 is situation. Repeat. The battle conditions were bad. The situation was dangerous. Number 4 is combat. Repeat. The reserves were prepared to fight. They were ready for combat. Look at figure 6. Listen and read silently.
Field games. Sometimes war games are played in the field. The reserves are divided into groups and given different goals. They are assigned special areas and responsibilities. One group's responsibility is defense. This defense group must defend the area in its borders. The borders are the lines which divide the areas from each other. The defense group must stop everyone from taking over its area. Another group is an attack group. The attack group attacks or strikes first. Its goal is to take over, or get control of, the defense group's area. These two groups become enemies during the games. Each one tries to beat the other. The third group is a group that doesn't participate in attacks or defense. It's neutral and doesn't take sides. It doesn't help either side. Its job is to watch and settle any problems between the enemies. It helps the two groups reach agreements.
Look at Figure 7. Listen to a question and use the words in the box to answer it. What is the name of the group that has to protect its area? A defense group. Repeat. The group that defends or protects its area is a defense group. What is the name of the group that strikes first? An attack group. Repeat. The attack group strikes first. What do we call someone who doesn't take sides? Neutral. Repeat. Someone who doesn't take sides is called neutral. What do you call people who fight each other? Enemies. Repeat. People who fight each other are enemies. What's another way to say get control? Take over. Repeat. To get control is to take over. What's the edge of an area called? A border. Repeat. A border is the edge of an area. Look at Figure 8. Repeat the underlined words. Takes steps. Takes steps. Secure. Secure. Freedom. Freedom. Allies. Allies. Alert. Alert. Maintain. Maintain. Maintenance. Maintenance. Now listen and read silently.
Keeping the peace. Our country takes all possible steps to help the people of the world remain free and secure. It does everything it can to maintain freedom and keep its people safe. The reserves are an important part of this goal. They help us as well as our allies or other friendly nations. These alert, ready forces of dependable men and women help us maintain our freedom. They are a great assistance to our armed forces in the maintenance of peace.
Look at Figure 9. Listen to the paragraph and fill in the blanks.
Allies in security. John took steps to keep his home secure while he was on vacation. He locked his windows and doors and arranged for his neighbors to pick up his newspapers and mail. He told the police he would be gone and asked them to be on the alert. The police appreciated the information. It helps them maintain or keep our home safe. When the homeowner and the police work together as allies, It helps in the maintenance of peace and security. Because he knew the police were taking care of his home, John had the freedom to enjoy his vacation to the fullest.
Listen again and check your answers.
Allies in security. John took steps to keep his home secure while he was on vacation. He locked his windows and doors and arranged for his neighbors to pick up his newspapers and mail. He told the police he would be gone and asked them to be on the alert. The police appreciated the information. It helps them maintain or keep our home safe. When the homeowner and the police work together as allies, it helps in the maintenance of peace and security. Because he knew the police were taking care of his home, John had the freedom to enjoy his vacation to the fullest.
You can see the completed paragraph to check your answers on the answer page for this tape. This is the end of tape 2A, book 20.